We are back here on the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88. And, you know, this month, the month of April, Minneapolis Public Schools is celebrating Volunteer Appreciation Month and as well as National Volunteer Appreciation Week from April 19th through the 25th. So this week that this episode, this segment is premiering. And we thank all of those who are listening on mpsvoices.com and watching on our YouTube channel as well. We'll get to our guest here for our YouTube audience. You can see our guest is on already, and we'll get to Liam Green here in just a moment, who is a volunteer coordinator at Every Meal. And but first, I got to let you know that, as I mentioned, MPS is celebrating Volunteer Appreciation Month in April, as well as National Volunteer Appreciation Week this week. And we know that many of our listeners volunteer their time and their talent to good causes in the community. And so we take this time to salute you this month and really all year round. So before we get to Liam Green, here's a couple things you need to know about volunteering at MPS, if that's something that you are interested in doing. First thing you should do is go to the MPS website, that's mpschools.org, and search the word volunteer. And you'll find all the important information, including some open volunteer opportunities. And all new MPS volunteers need to fill out an application form, review an online orientation, and some volunteer positions will require you to complete a background check. So you can always connect with a specific school as well that you're looking to volunteer at for more information for volunteering at that specific school. So, without further ado, let's introduce Liam Green, who is a volunteer coordinator at the nonprofit called Every Meal. Liam, welcome to the School News Podcast. Good to have you on. Yeah, excited to talk with you about this. Can you tell us a little bit about Every Meal, the organization that you volunteer for?
Absolutely. Yeah. So Every Meal is a food insecurity nonprofit. We are based in Roseville, Minnesota. And food insecurity, for us, we address through our major program called the Weekend Meal Program. And so essentially what our volunteers do to get that started is they form assembly lines. They pack bags that are between 4 and 5 pounds in weight. This is filled with shelf-stable, non-perishable foods. And given that weight of up to 5 pounds, the USDA considers a meal to be 1.2 pounds of food. So that could mean there's anywhere between 3 and 4 meals going into a bag. And so this is something that is distributed also by volunteers directly into students' backpacks on Thursdays or Fridays, and then it goes home with them over the weekend. And this is just a great thing for kids. So if they're food insecure or just very simply not knowing where one of their next meals is coming from, this is a security blanket for them. And it's just beautiful to be able to do that, because we cannot expect anything more from our students if we know their basic needs like food, water, and shelter aren't being met first.
Can you explain the history of Every Meal and how it's connected to Minneapolis Public Schools?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a direct tie. We started back in 2010 at Las Estrellas, the dual language Spanish immersion school up over in Northeast Minneapolis. And that actually started just from, there were two churches that used the school as their congregation site ultimately at the time, and one of which our founder belonged to. And the administration at that school reached out at the time. They had already assessed by that point that they had students in their school that just really needed that extra food support. And so the kiddos were just grabbing some extra goodies from the lunchroom to take home over the weekend, just kind of like lining their pockets and things, which, like, you know, no problem with that. But the school was like, we want to do something more formal and just better for the kids. So then they reached out to those folks that were meeting at the school and said, can you help us? And of course, the answer was yes. And so the initial year was kind of figuring out how that was happening. And so they utilized a closet with inside the school to store food that they were purchasing themselves. And they just built those makeshift bags, starting by servicing one classroom of 27 kindergartners. And then really the snowball just began to roll from there.
What does the impact of Every Meal look like across Minneapolis Public Schools today? Like, how many students do you regularly help?
Yeah, great question. So Throughout, so I'll talk just kind of about our entire Weekend Meal Program. We service over 13,000 kids weekly, so distributing bags right into their backpacks. In terms of Minneapolis Public Schools, there's a very heavy presence both there and St. Paul Public Schools. And so, yeah, we've had that's our longest standing partnership, naturally. With that, we have presence in many, many schools. We have a program coordinator that oversees all of the Minneapolis public schools that we partner with. We are pre-K through eighth grade, however, so not any of the high school sites, at least for the main part of the program. We do also have some affiliates that could be high schools that jump into our program and receive that as well. But one thing that we've done this calendar year in particular is we've serviced more schools than we normally do. We have in total 395 school sites that we partner with. And unfortunately, there are about 180 schools that exist on our wait list. And so at the beginning of this year, amidst Operation Metro Surge, we contacted all of the schools that exist on our wait list, some of which end up being in Minneapolis Public Schools, just saying, hey, we have food available. So if you need it, please reach out to us and we'll get conversations started to get orders built. And then we actually utilized an extra batch of volunteers that use their personal vehicles and they were driving those orders over to those school sites and even like libraries too directly. So just serving more of in the community that just really need that food support.
We are talking to Liam Green. For our listening audience, we're talking to Liam Green, who is a volunteer coordinator at the nonprofit Every Meal and Minneapolis Public Schools celebrating Volunteer Appreciation Month here for the month of April and National Volunteer Appreciation Week, April 19th through the 25th as well. So, Liam, why do you think it's important to fill in all the missing food gaps in a child's life? Why is that so important?
Yeah, it's important just because the issue of food insecurity is one that I see it as both invisible and silent. Invisible in the fact that it's something where we as people, and especially kids and their families, you know, they choose to show up in different ways sometimes, and they have different things that matter to them, especially in terms of materialistic physical possessions. And so, just because a kid is showing up with new clothes or new shoes, for example, that may not indicate what they may actually be struggling with at home or what they don't have. A kid may not be going to a, you know, a reliable roof over their head. They might not have. They might see that their kitchen cupboards or their refrigerator is a bit more barren, and there's just a lot of extenuating circumstances that families face in general, but especially over the last year. It's just a lot of extra obstacles for them to have to jump over. And what as soon as I started at Every Meal, we had already had both cultural and situational specific bags in our production, which is amazing. And so, as the volunteer coordinator, I oversee the production of those food bags. And so we offer it's because it's one thing to get free food, totally different to have that familiarity around food, because every person has the things that they're really familiar with eating or preparing, and the things that they look forward to consuming as well, because food is an extension of our culture and we share that with one another. And so, given that, we have five colors of bags or types, we call them. So, green's our original concept, so it's the widest variety. We have three cultural specifics, so blue for East African preferences, purple for Southeast Asian, orange for Latino, Latina, and then we've got a yellow bag, which is low prep, no prep for families living in transition or experiencing homelessness.
What do you personally love about volunteering at Every Meal?
I just love how much our volunteers take ownership of what they do. I mean, there's countless places to volunteer in not only the Twin Cities, but throughout the state. My bias, having been a born and bred Minnesotan, is that we take great care of each other as neighbors, but there's always more to do. And I think there's that understanding that there's more that can be done all the time. And so there's sort of that level of never settling. You know, our volunteers, we have a lot of regular volunteers that fulfill a lot of kind of more skill-based positions. So those that fulfill the orders, drive deliveries to schools, are within the schools doing the distribution of said bags. And then for my purview, I oversee all the food bag packing events. So we have many, many people that try to get in here as much as they possibly can to pack food because they know just how like direct that service is for kids. You know, there's sometimes, depending on how soon we need a certain one of our 20 different menus. There's times where we produce that stuff, and then it gets built in orders within the next week and then sent out sometimes right after that as well. So it's a really immediate response to the needs of our communities.
I love it. I love it. So if someone who's listening or viewing this on YouTube wants to get involved with every meal, what are some different ways that that people can do that?
So our website for our volunteer software is called volunteer.everymeal.org. And then it gives you a whole bunch of information about the different volunteer programs we have to offer, and then the different shifts that are available within that. And then ultimately, it's myself and then my colleague. We have a small but mighty volunteer team. My colleague, Barbara Fritz, is the senior volunteer coordinator. So she oversees all the other kind of skill-based opportunities there. And so we can field any inquiries that folks have if they're trying to get into volunteer, either on an individual basis or as part of a team. We can speak to kind of more of the nuts and bolts about what do these volunteer experiences entail, what's the commitment like, and then what are the ways that we can help get you in. I'll speak to food backpacking, in which those shifts do fill up really fast. We've been fortunate to like really get our name out there, especially in the last couple of years. And so I'm always trying to find ways to fit in more people, even if things are appearing full or there's not slots available. But we're always fielding different volunteers because volunteers come with a lot of different experience and backgrounds that can be applied in different ways for what we do.
Well, I love the connection with Minneapolis Public Schools to Every Meal. I think it's awesome. I think what you guys are doing is amazing. I think it's beautiful for the community. And hey, happy Volunteer Appreciation Month to you, Liam. We really
Thank you.
appreciate the time today. And good luck with everything. I think this is wonderful. Like I said, that the work that you guys are doing and doing it out of the kindness of your hearts. I mean, I think that's the most beautiful thing about it. So thank you for the time today. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Liam Green, a volunteer coordinator at Every Meal, joining us here on the School News Podcast. And check out the description of the video below here if you're watching on YouTube. And if you're listening on mpsvoices.com, we'll have all the information posted there as well.